I'm Ezra Klein, host of The Ezra Klein Show, which is now at The New York Times. This is a conversation show. I get to talk with brilliant people about the questions that obsess me. So I figured the best way to preview the show is to simply tell you some of those questions. We often cover American politics as if the presidency is all that matters, but Joe Biden's agenda, it will live or it will die in the Senate. So what would it mean for Democrats to remake the Senate into an actual legislating deliberative body again, a seat of effective governance, as opposed to the central national impediment to effective governance? There are so many shows right now to do on coronavirus, but I want to call this one out. Did the FDA and the regulatory structure more broadly fail? Are we right now too slow, too risk-averse, too unwilling to move forward on imperfect information, even when lives are on the line? And so, what do we need to learn from that? I'm a liberal. I live in California, and so I can't help noticing that liberalism, it isn't governing very well here, or for that matter, in New York. The failures and cruelties of Trumpism are obvious, but why are progressives having so much trouble wielding power well in the places where they do have it? And then there's this, and I'm obsessed with this. We are not going to legislate enough quickly enough to stop climate change. That cannot be the only path. So then, what options are left? What options do we have if politics fails? And on that note, we often take the point of politics for granted, as if we all share a vision of the good society, but we don't. And one reason we don't, I fear, is that we don't talk about that question very much. We don't argue about it much. But politics is bigger than any one policy, building out that dream of what we are trying to build, that idea of the good society and of the virtuous life. That's worth talking about and exploring too, and we will. The Ezra Klein Show will launch on January 26th at The New York Times. New episodes will drop Tuesdays and Fridays from then on. Subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.